good morning. Okay. So we think about and we aspire to become our best selves. That's our goal. That's what we keep coming back to. And one of the things that we think about in this journey is a strategy. What is a practical strategy that we can do to accomplish that goal that we have of becoming our best selves, of being that great person? And this is something that I struggle with, that you struggle with, maybe, that we all think about. That's what we're doing when we get together here every week, is to think about how to really reach that potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, how to mine our inner selves and become that great person that we have the potential to become. So this week, Rav Volpe teaches us that there is a strategy, a particular approach. You have here on side A of your packets, the chapter 7 is called Kocham Shel Ma'asim, the strength, the impact of Ma'asim, of actions. Says Rav Volpe here in the top line, on line number 1, HaMafteach, the key, La'avoda, to growth, to work, U'lishlemus, and to wholeness, Hu HaMaisa, is the actions. Okay? So at least now we have some insight into what we need to do to become our best selves. Actions. Now, how does Rav Volpe know that actions are crucial to becoming our best selves? So he says, I'll quote to you further, starts on line number 9, a passage from the Sefer HaChinuch, which is a very important work. It was a halachic work that was authored anonymously, probably in the 13th century in Spain. We have some guesses as to who the author was, but not only did this author write a halachic work, he also included themes of each mitzvah. So it's a list of the 613 mitzvahs, their laws, and their ta'amim, their themes, their ideas. So in the context of the mitzvah, all right, maybe this is not the most commonly talked about mitzvah, but it's a great one, not to break the bones of the paschal lamb. How about that for a mitzvah? Not most talked about. But this was a very strict prohibition at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Jews would offer the Korban Pesach each year. They would have a responsibility that when they deconstructed it and when they ate it, not to break the bones. In the context of that discussion, which is an early mitzvah, go to... Let's go to line 13. Da. He says, and this becomes a theme, a crucial, fundamental principle for the Sefer HaChinuch and for all of Judaism. Da, you should know. Ki ha'adam nif'al kefi pe'ulosav. Nif'al means passive. A person is affected, probably with an A, affected. There is an affective component here that we are influenced. Nif'al kefi pe'ulosav, according to our actions, our pe'ulot. Our actions affect who we are. V'libo, and a person's heart. V'chol machshavosav, and all of their orientation. Tamid achar ma'isav shuhu osek b'hem. They follow the ma'isim, the actions of a person, im tov v'imra, va'afilu rasha gomer bilavavo, even if somebody is thoroughly wicked in their heart, line 15, v'chol yetzer machshavos libo, rak ra kol ayom, that's a biblical paraphrase, that the person is so immersed in evil, it's consuming them. However, says the Sefer HaChinuch, line 15 at the end after the dash. Im yera rucho v'yasim hishtadluso. If he will inspire himself and work, or herself, and forcefully get themselves in the practice, ve'isko b'hasmada b'torah mitzvos. They start doing the right things. They might be a wretched, miserable person. But if they get in the habit of doing the right thing, of saying the right thing, of interacting in the right way, of checking the boxes, an amazing thing will happen. Va'afilu shelo l'shem shamayim, even if it's not motivated nobly, miyad, immediately, yinta, that person will tilt, will turn, el atov, toward the good path, ubekoach maisav, and through the impact of their actions, maisav, ma'aseh actions, yomis, hayetzahara, they will kill the evil inclination. Amazing. Why? Key line, underline, highlight, exclamation point. Ki achabre hapu'ulos, because after the actions, nimshachin is drawn, are drawn, halavavos, the hearts. Our hearts are drawn after our actions. So if we want our hearts and our motivations and our inner selves to be the best that we can be, the strategy is going to be to do the right things. So the question is, how does that work? How is it that doing the right things has any bearing on who I am? What kind of person I am? How do those things relate to each other? So he says, this is a mystery. It's a mystery. But we can put our fingers on this mystery. You could argue it's one of the depths of the human mystery. There was a beautiful book that was written a few years ago. It's a tragic book, but it's a very beautiful book. It's called When Breath Becomes Air. Some nods. You read this book about the neurosurgeon. So why did this neurosurgeon want to become a neurosurgeon? Why didn't he remain an author or writer? What was he pursuing? So he describes in the book he was pursuing this mystery. The mystery of humanity. Of how a bundle of cells that look like mush that's put in like a bone circular type of contraption that looks like a helmet actually has feelings and emotions and life. Where is the nexus between emotion and biology, between spirit and brain matter? That's what he was pursuing. That was why he was so interested, Dafka, in neurology. This is the mystery. Where does the mystery come from? So go back to the beginning of Rav Volbi on line number 2. He quotes a Rama, Rav Moshe Isserles, in his comment on the Shulchan Aruch and the explanation of the bracha of Asher Yatzar that we say countless times a day. HaRama kasav bebir birchas rofechol basar umafli la'asos. We say in the end of Asher Yatzar, rofechol basar, he is the healer, he with a capital H, is the healer of all flesh. Now the key line, umafli la'asos. The word mafli means it's a wonder, it's a pella. And he does wonders. What's the pella? What's the wonder? End of line 2. Va'od yesh lafarish, line number 3. Shemafli la'asos. It is wondrous what he does. Bema sheshomer ruach ha'adam bikirbo. That God rests and guards the spirit, the soul of a person in themselves. Ve'kosher davar ruchani bedavar gashmi. He ties, likshor means to tie. He ties something which is spiritual with something physical. Hamoach, he says, line 4. Hamoach hu ever gufani gashmi. The brain is a physical, it's an entity, it's a matter. It's something that physicians can cut up. You can feel it. Va'al yedei hamoach, and through the physical brain cells, Notzra, are created, is created, Machshava Ruchanis, a spiritual awareness, Vahakara Amitis, perspective, thoughts, feelings, identity. It's created through the synapses of something which is physical. That is a Pella. It's a wonder. But now we see how it fits together. Because on the one hand, the how of this Pella is insolvable. It's a miracle. It's a mystery. But the what now makes sense. Because if we understand that there is this Pelladic connection, there is an interface somehow between the Ruchani, the spirit, the identity, the self, and the physical, the actions. So it's not just that our mind tells our actions what to do, that if we are thinking one thing, that's going to fire up the neurons to tell our organs to act in a certain way, but the opposite is also true. If these are intertwined, so then the physical can also have an impact on the spiritual. That's the answer. Why is it that acharei ha'pu'ulos nimshachim ha'levavos, that our actions influence who we are? Because who we are is our neshama. It's our moach. It's our ruach. It's our spirit, which is intertwined with our physical guf. Therefore, turn the page. Let's go to an example of where this plays out. He says, how this happens, what we just explained, top of line one, go to B, B1 at the end. Bingo. We got it? Top line on the left side. We're all together. He says, this secret, nivtzar me'itanu ladas. How it works is hidden, like nivtzar, like a mivtzar, is a fortress. It is one of God's secret fortresses, and no one will ever know that in this world. However, ach, line two, hanisayon moreh, our experience tells us, lanu kikachu. It's true. Our experience tells us that it's true. If people get into the habit of doing something, it affects who they are. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam in his commentary on the Mishnah, where it says, "Vahakol," everything is lafi rov hamaaseh. The word rov, rav, ribui, harbe means a lot, many. The Mishnah says, "Hakol," everything is going to be lafi rov hamaaseh, a lot of the actions. What does it mean, a lot of the actions? Quotes the Rambam, line number three, Shahamilos. Mila means an elevated status. That's what we were calling our best selves. The kind of person that we want to be, that we can be. Hamilos, these high qualities, lo yagiu la'adam lafi rov godel hamaisa. They will not be accomplished by the godel. Gadol means the size. It's not the size of the act of kindness that's going to make me into a compassionate person. Rather, says the Rambam, avalafim rov mispar hamasim, but rather the number of actions. Vuhu, shahamailas, the good qualities, amnam yagiu bekiful hamaisim atovim pa'amin rabos. They are going to be acquired through repetition. Many reps are going to create that reality. Five, line five. V'imze yagia kinyan chazak. And with this will come a strong acquisition. The Rambam now gives us a parable, an example of this. Sigizund, I suspect that some of you have heard this parable, but maybe never saw it inside. This is the old parable, the old question, the conundrum of tzedakah. The $1,000 bill to one person, or the $1,000 that you give out to 1,000 people? You've heard this question before, maybe? Some of you have heard it. Now you get to see it. if you haven't seen it before. This is a quotation directly from the Rambam, where the Rambam writes, although it's not really the Rambam, because the Rambam lived in the 12th century, the Rambam wrote this work in Arabic. So we're not going to go with the original Arabic. I don't know how to read Arabic. So we'll go with Rav Volbi's Hebrew translation. Kishayitin Adam L'mishiroi Elef Zehuvim, line 6. When you give to someone who is in need of 1,000 gold coins, Bavas Achas L'ish Echad, in one shot to one man, U'l'ish Acher Lo Yitin Klum, but somebody else, you don't give them anything. Lo yale biyado midas hanadivus. You will not sufficiently, or you will not comparatively elevate and develop in yourself the quality of generosity. Kemoshi yagia, line 7, lemi, to someone, sheisnadev, who donated elef zuhuvim be'elef pa'amim. Why? Mipnei, because shezeh, kafal, 9:8, maise hanadivus. This one repeated the action of compassion and generosity, elef pa'amim, 1,000 times, vihigia lo kinyan chazak. And now he has it in his pocket. She has it in her pocket. So Rav Volbi says, this is amazing. We want to be our best selves. So our best selves are not characterized, they're not characterized by what we do. They're characterized by who we are. It's not, did I do? It's, am I that kind of person? But what's counterintuitive, says Rav Volbi, is to create that kind of person requires actually the opposite. Because sitting around and meditating, I'm a big fan of meditating, but meditating on, I am a generous person, I am a generous person, I am a generous person, that's my mantra. I can meditate on that for a half hour a day. Rav Volbi says, that will not actually make me into a generous person. Look at line 10. Hadvar mafliim. It's amazing. Im yeldam choshev machshavos gedolos. If a person thinks big thoughts, meditates, al inyan anedivus, on the concept of nedivus, on generosity, and he has beautiful insights on the impact of it and the importance of it and the value of it. Second line here, line 11, halfway down. Lo yikne al yedei machshavos of midas hanedivus. The person will not acquire the midah of nedivus. We may have once mentioned this before in Adam Grant's Give and Take. He quotes from an episode that happened at Harvard, where at one point, the dean of Harvard wanted to get students to be more generous. So he was going to have them sign a pledge that I am committed to something like, I'm committed to a life of generosity. So there was a huge backlash in the college. First of all, who's going to force college kids to do anything? No, don't tell me what to do and what to be. But more than that, Adam Grant, in that discussion, in his awesome book called Give and Take, he points out that the research shows that that's not actually effective. In a certain sense, it's actually counterproductive, because people who declare themselves to be generous, when an opportunity comes for generosity, they say, I don't need to do that because I'm already a generous person. The research shows, says Grant, that to create generous people is not by signing declarations about generosity. It's exactly what Rav Volbi says. It's about going out there and doing acts of kindness and being generous in practice is what's going to create a generous person. So he has a whole case study of office dynamics where people volunteered to help each other and how it affected the entire environment of where people were working because of this. It's an example of what he called the reciprocity ring, where someone does a tovah for somebody else and then they give it to somebody else. And it could be any small thing like making a business introduction to someone, whatever it was. The thesis is, now Adam Grant probably didn't learn Rav Volbi, but he's getting to the same nekuda hapnimis. It's this mafli. The thesis is that thinking about who we are and who we want to be and who we're going to become is not actually going to get us there. It's actually the opposite. it's the rov hamaisim, it's the actions which are crucial. And isn't that an unbelievably empowering idea? Because if we started the opposite and we said, oh, I wish I were a tzaddik. I want to be a tzaddik. I want to be that calm, patient, you know, person, that strong equanimity. I never want to be frazzled. I never want to be off the handle. I envision myself as that person. I'm just going to meditate on that idea. But we all know how difficult that is going to be in terms of actualizing it. And can we really transform ourselves in our mind by just thinking? It's really tough. But Rav Volbi is teaching us, and the research is confirming, that it's actually the opposite. And in a certain sense, it makes it much easier for us. Because we don't have to go to a lab and have somebody play around with the neurons in our brain to hardwire us now to be more calm or more patient. We just need to do more actions that express patience. Now, maybe at the beginning, we don't want to put ourselves in a situation where, like, you know, I'm daft going to show up to the airport 32 minutes before the flight and see how it's going to go when I interact with the gate agent. You know what I mean? Like, maybe if we're at the beginning, some people, they're good with that. That's their natia. That's their personal inclination. And they never get frazzled. Patience is not their problem. So they should keep going with that. You know what I mean? Like, God bless them. I was never given that gift. So, like, at the beginning of your journey, that might not be, like, taking the highest threshold maisa might not be the most advisable. How about thinking about it like when we're sitting online waiting to fill up for the car with gas, and the person before us is fumbling for their credit card? You know, that sometimes, right, that could be a challenge for patients. It could, especially if you're very high strung, right? It could be. Using that as a stepping stone to building the kind of person that you want to be. We can do that. We can do small actions, the little things, but the Rambam is telling us that even that $1 that you give, if you keep giving it over and over and over in succession, ultimately you'll look back and you'll say, oh, it had an impact not just on what I did, it's not just the cumulative numbers of dollars that I gave, it's that now I'm a generous person. That's who I am. That's the Pella. It's the Mafli La'asos, which is so empowering. Because, again, where he started with the Rama, that just like the synthesis and this interplay between the spiritual and the physical goes down, in a certain sense, if we don't, God forbid, if a person doesn't have their neshama, so then their physical body doesn't function, right? You could have the most talented medical team, but if the neshama of a person leaves, they can never put that person back together and get them to walk off the table. So if the mafli starts, then the neshama innervates the guf, but now we're seeing that the guf also affects the neshama. The guf transforms who we are. And if you take a step back, don't we realize, isn't that the whole tachlis of life? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a neshama down in an earthly context? Well, he put it down there so that the neshama could be mislabesh, could be enclosed in a body that will go out there and do all of these mechanical things, all of these mitzvos, which in turn raise up the neshama and bring it closer back to the shorish, to the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He closes the section, go down to line 36. Hein chukei HaTorah kav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is one of the laws, so to speak, the natural laws that God has set for the world in the Torah. Hashchina hu yizbarach morid. God's presence comes to rest in our world meaning personally. How? Hamaisim. The actions, hameviyim lahashra hein biyadeinu la'asosam. We actually, through our actions, through this mafli, are bringing the spiritual world down. Our actions, those actions bring down the spiritual world into our life. And just like we don't really understand this, kach tziva v'kach gozar, k'mo she'in lono mahalach b'kesher ha'moach em ha'machshava, just like we don't understand the nature of how the synapses of the brain relate to the soul, we also don't really understand, top of the next column, Hamahalach b'yitziras v'lal idea zivug, all these things, these are mysteries. But the bottom line that we say, he says, is the last line, line 42 here, Hamafteach l'kol shleimus. At the end of the day, this established system of mafli is what? Hamafteach l'kol shleimus l'kol maila u'l'kol ashra, and to bring God's presence down into our personal lives on a daily basis, who? Hamaisa. That's the action. So now we can realize just how important and influential each action is. Because when we make these little choices over and over and over again, they shape and they reshape who we are on an ongoing basis, and they bring the presence of Hashem, that neshama, further and further into our daily lives, our physical lives, transforming ourselves into that person who ultimately we want to be. I hope we'll be able to pursue this, each one in our own lives. Have a great day, great week, happy Hanukkah.